Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The law firm Condori and Murad makes this show possible. We're Grant and Danny welcoming you back. They will take care of all the important paperwork you need. Last will and testament, living trust, medical power of attorney. Schedule a consultation with their team today out of their Fairfax office, kmlawyers.com. Mention us. They'll give you a nice discount. That's kmlawyers.com. As promised, caller 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats. You're winning two tickets to see The Offspring, Supercharged Worldwide. Saturday, July 19th, Jiffy Lube Live, special guest Jimmy Eat World, Newfound Glory. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events. Congrats to whoever wins those tickets. It's Blitz time. We'll cover the NFL, the Commanders. Let's start on the hardwood. Our buddy Chase Hughes of Monumental Sports covers the NBA. Chase, we can circle back to the Wizards in a moment, but I actually want to start with the game last night. How great has this been for hoops to have some new blood? Pacers, Knicks in the East, and a phenomenal first game went to overtime between those two teams.
I think it's tremendous. I mean, it's something that Adam Silver and the league has been trying to work towards, which is more parity after the era that we saw recently where, you know, the Golden State Warriors really kind of stacked the deck and won a bunch of titles, two of them with Kevin Durant. We saw a bunch of super teams, some that worked, some that didn't. They sort of tried to flatten the salary cap to create this type of parity, and it's working. It's going to be the seventh straight year with a new champion crown, no repeat title teams. And I think in this particular case with this series, you've got sort of a revival of one of the biggest fan bases in sports, maybe, which is the New York Knicks, you know, being in the conference finals for the first time in 25 years. Kind of reminds me of what we saw with the Commanders this past year and their fan base. And then you've got this small market team in the Pacers who are now in the conference finals for their second straight year. You know, fans of a certain age brings back some nostalgia with Reggie Miller and those old Knicks and Pacers teams that always met in the playoffs. So I think it's tremendous for basketball, and, you know, we'll see what happens with this series.
Yeah, like some of those old school 72-71 type final scores between Pacers and Knicks at the height of clutching ball. But in terms of this Final Four, I'm always trying to think, hey, my team is rebuilding. We're trying to get to that kind of spot. What are some of the things that you go, you know what, we should try to build that way? What are some of the things that you're seeing, the common traits among these four teams that are built so differently?
I think physical defense, particularly on the perimeter, is kind of a through line between these teams. Oklahoma City embodies that more than anyone. They have probably four of the, 10 best guard defenders in the league on their team, between Lou Dort, Alex Caruso, Cason Wallace, Jalen Williams, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I mean, they might have five of the best 10 guard defenders in the league. Shooting is obviously very, very important, increasingly important. The Pacers could not have had that comeback last night without just making a ton of threes. Aaron Nesmith had 6 threes in the fourth quarter, an unbelievable shooting display. And then what really is interesting to me about the final four teams is that the best player on each team is a guard. And in the case of at least three of those teams, I'd argue it's a point guard, especially in the Eastern Conference with Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson being the best players on their teams. And if you just look back historically for the NBA, it's pretty rare that teams win titles where their best player is a guard. You know, Isaiah Thomas in the 80s with the Pistons was a case of that. But it really didn't happen again until we saw Steph Curry lead the Warriors to the championships that they won. So I wonder if there might be sort of a changing of the guard, no pun intended there, where, you know, maybe you can go pretty far with guard play being your biggest strength.
What's your prediction for the finals and the championship?
At this point, I got to go with Oklahoma City. I mean, I think Minnesota will bounce back. I think Anthony Edwards and Naz Reid will play better, but they are just so talented. I think they're going to get past the Timberwolves and then win the championship. And I'll still go with the Knicks. Even though they lost game one, I think their depth and their ability to guard with Bridges and Ananobi, ultimately that'll push them over the top. And I think the Pacers kind of stole one, but if you look at the game in total, I think the Knicks, you could still argue, played the better game from start to finish. They just lost the game that they should have won. So as long as they can rally from that, I think they can win this series, even though it'll probably go 6 or 7 games. But Oklahoma City, their depth, their defense, their combination with the top three offense and the best defense in the league, I think that's going to be tough to beat.
Is there an eliminated team, whether it was bad luck via injury or they just got beat or something to that effect, that if you think they swapped with one of these teams in here, would play very well, would handle this situation well?
You know, I think the Denver Nuggets were probably the best team that got eliminated. I mean, if we're setting aside the Boston Celtics and the injury that Jason Tatum had, I think Denver was really coming together nicely. And I agree with a lot of people who said that the winner of that series, which went 7 games, the Thunder Nuggets, was probably going to be the favorite to win the title. I think Jokic was playing really well. You know, they fired their coach, Michael Malone, with like 3 games left in the regular season, somehow put it all together and had a lot of their secondary players playing well. Aaron Gordon, that injury was really tough. So I'd probably say the Nuggets, unless, of course, the Celtics had stayed healthy, then they'd be my choice.
Chase, thank you, buddy. Good catching up.
Absolutely, guys. Anytime.
And enjoy the rest of the playoffs. Let's talk football. Mike Jones, The Athletic, joins us. Mike, why was everybody saying the Tush Push was going to be banned and then it wasn't?
Because they weren't talking to the right people. I don't know. Everybody that I talked to were very uncertain that it was going to be banned. I saw some reports that it was most likely. I mean, even some people at my own place. But everybody I talked to said that 8 votes was going to be a lot to swing, you know, because it was 50-50. And there was just a lot of uncertainty. You know, a lot of people didn't like that. As much as they don't like the play, they didn't like that it seemed like it was targeting one team. You know, because the Eagles are the one team that really runs it really effectively. And, you know, even, you know, the football purists didn't like the pushing, and they wanted to get the pushing and pulling removed from, you know, from the game again. But a lot of people that I talked to were pretty uncertain whether or not they were going to get enough votes to overturn it.
What about the playoff seeding? I actually thought that one had a chance. And the biggest reason I thought it did, Mike, was because so many times it feels like at the end of the year, X team is locked into the 4 seed because their division's garbage and it doesn't really incentivize them to win, lose, or draw, whatever. But if everything was up for grabs in terms of playoff seeding, I feel like it would mean those last couple of weeks might be more meaningful. I thought the owners would go for it that way. But it sounds like the home playoff game potential was just too much to give up. Is that why that one failed?
Yeah, because, look, a divisional victory is something that is highly coveted, and the prize of being able to host the game is something that every owner and team president, general manager, coach really values. And they, you know, even, you know, I talked to people like, so if you start off really slowly and you turn your season around and you win your division, you scratch and claw, then you should be rewarded with hosting a home game. And they didn't want to give that up. And so that's why. Now, Some people said, hey, once we go to 18 games, if that happens, then maybe you could see a reseeding after the first round. But for now, if there just wasn't enough support, and, you know, that was pretty evident. They did talk about it a good bit, but the Lions were pretty clear. They, you know, were able to tell that they weren't going to get enough support to approve it, and that's why they pulled it off the table.
How competitive is it going to be for players to try to get onto the U.S. Olympic flag team? Do you think everyone's going to want in?
I think there's going to be a good amount that want in because, I mean, like, when you think about, you know, some of these guys who've had great careers, the one thing that they don't have and they've never had the opportunity is to shine on the international stage like their NBA brethren. And so a lot of these guys grew up seeing, you know, the Dream Team and the Impact and things like that. And so and then just looking this past year, you know, with Steph Curry having that big moment, that's something that is very exciting and enticing. So there will be a lot of guys who will raise their hands. Now, USA Football is going to be in charge of selecting who they pick, but there's probably going to be a number of guys who don't get selected that will find somewhere in their roots, oh, you know, my family's from Ghana, so I'm going to go play for their team. And, you know, I've got, you know, some roots. Oh, maybe some guys who were born in Germany while their dad was in the military and, you know, try to find a way. So there'll be a number of international opponents that have NFL guys on their rosters.
Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback for?
Nobody?
Nobody.
You know, I mean, I don't know that I keep, you know, I
can't
get a
road. Let me ask you this. If you were the Steelers, would you rather have Mason Rudolph moving forward or whatever headaches come with Aaron Rodgers and Rodgers?
I mean, I think that the Steelers would rather roll the dice and hope that things go well with Rodgers. But nobody really knows right now where Rodgers' head is. Talking to people, it sounds like some people close to him. I think that he kind of, you know, revealed that some people that are close to him have some health issues that he's, you know, trying to be supportive of, and that's where his focus is right now. But I think that still there's a lot of Aaron Rodgers that doesn't want to go through the offseason program. So maybe we see him change his mind and you know, and sign up, you know, late in the summer, just before training camp. And then, you know, if that happens, he'll wind up playing for the Steelers. And, yes, it's better than Mason Rudolph. Is it going to make them better than the Ravens or the Browns or the Bengals? You know, maybe better than the Browns because their quarterback situation is a mess. But they're not going to overtake the Ravens or the Bengals. But, again, like you said, it's better than Mason Rudolph.
Mike, thank you as always, buddy.
All right, I'll see you guys.
I like the it's better than Mason Rudolph is kind of your baseline for just about anything. This guest is better than Mason Rudolph. Our buddy Michael Phillips, Odyssey Richmond, and the Richmonder joins us to break down the local 53. Miguel, this defensive back situation, they got a couple of guys, whether it's Jonathan Jones, drafting Trey Amos, et cetera, but I think it all still hinges on Marshawn Lattimore being who they think he is. I don't think that's who he is. If I'm right, it's bad. If they're right, it could be pretty good. Where are we?
Yeah, I don't know that they're just sold that he's the guy. I think it was a reasonable price to pay for a gamble. You know, if you find a guy for a third-round draft pick, you win big. If you don't find a guy, you cut bait, you keep it moving. This is certainly a franchise that is very familiar with wasting late-round draft picks, so it's not the end of the world. You can keep fielding the football team. I'm sure we'll hear some Jalen Ramsey noise. I don't think he's the answer. I don't think adding more of those kind of guys is your solution at this point. But I agree with you. I'm on Team Danny here, not just because you called me better than Mason Rudolph, but that was a nice compliment. Mm-hmm. I just don't see it happening.
Jaden Daniels, possibility of being the quarterback of the U.S. flag Olympic team. We were talking about this earlier. I think it would be the coolest thing ever for him and the team, and it would do unbelievable good marketing-wise. That's going to be a long list of guys that want to be that guy. The L.A. Olympics, about an hour from where he grew up.
So traditionally at these things, each country gets like one team, right? I'm wondering if this is going to be like a golf kind of thing where you can have multiple teams from the same country, right? Like two or three U.S. teams, because they did that at the 3-on-3 basketball. There were multiple teams allowed to represent each country. I think you do that so you can set up like an all-star final matchup for the goal, like Patrick Mahomes against Jaden Daniels. Like, I mean, that that would break all sorts of TV viewership records. I'm biased. I want number five in there. I think Mahomes probably has first dibs on quarterbacking the U.S. team, but I'm going to bat for my guy. I think he's pretty exciting.
Is this the running back room we're going to see in training camp, minus a couple, you know, names here and there on the ancillary, or will there be a new featured back in town?
No, I think we're good at this point, and I think we are good at this point. You know, Austin Eckler is probably injury dependent, you would say, right? He proved himself last year. He had that redeeming year where, oh, you know, is he out of gas? Is he at the end of his career? And I think he proved that no, he's not. Certainly you have big concerns there with the concussions, not just playing wise, but personally for him, how long he should continue playing for. You don't want him out there for kickoffs and punt returns. I think that's a big part of why they drafted Jalen Lane. But to me, it's Deebo Samuel that makes the difference. I know he sees himself as a wide receiver, but he makes the run game better, and he can be used in aspects of the run game that will make it better. I think, to me, that's the improvement you made on the running game, was bringing him into this roster.
What are your biggest concerns outside of pass rush right now?
Yeah, it's defense all over the place. It really is. I mean, as this lineup is drawn up, you probably need Bobby Wagner on the field for 100% of the plays. And I love Bobby Wagner, but that's not the most effective way to use Bobby Wagner. I don't think he's ready for 100% of the plays at this stage of his career. That's the best you can use him. Certainly, we mentioned corner already. I'm cautiously optimistic at safety, but there's just a need for more depth across the board here. I mean, this is a defense that will have concerns coming into training camp. And the nice thing is, the defense practices on a different field from the offense. So when we're out there at training camp, we can just choose to fully ignore that, watch the offense, and talk ourselves into 14-3. That's my game plan right now.
How much of a possibility, like, I don't know how to quantify this. You can put a percentage on it or just likelihood, whatever feels comfortable here, Miguel. A likelihood of some sort of step back, of a regression here, based on whatever factor you think. Everyone seems to be counting on this ascension, and they're in the NFC Championship game again, etc., with a lot more difficulties ahead. How likely is a potential regression for this club?
Well, I think it's not necessarily regression as it could be. They could stay steady and still drop back in statistics and in record. I think they could perform as well as they did last year, but also it's a definitively tougher schedule, which is how the league works. This is a tougher schedule, not just in terms of the times of games they play, but the games they play. And, you know, we hate to say luck is involved, but luck is involved. The Hail Mary beat the Bears. You got the Falcons in overtime because Raheem Morris didn't know how to call a timeout. Both those teams are on the schedule again, and you're in Atlanta, right? So you can play just as well as you played in those games and still lose them the second time around. That's the nature of the beast. That's the nature of the NFL. I'm not worried about a Jaden Daniels regression. I think he's built for this. I think he's in it for the long haul. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. Pass me a serving. I do think, though, this thought of, like, they made the NFC title game. They'll probably make the NFC title game again. I think this could still be a successful building block season that ends in a wild card loss in the first round of the playoffs, and they played just as well as they played last year.
Michael, good as always, buddy. Thank you.
Enjoy the holiday, guys.
Certainly better than Mason Rudolph.
Better
say that
than Mason Rudolph.
Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk in 40 minutes at 5 o'clock next. Tush push didn't happen. Reseeding the playoffs didn't happen. Which one should have, if you have to pick one? We're Grant and Danny.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson, for me at Funny Danny, for DR. We are welcoming you back now on The Fan. G&D taking you up to 6:15. That's pregame of Nats baseball. They got a 6:45 first pitch. We were supposed to get the debut of Robert Hassel yesterday. Game got rained out. And so we'll see his first ever game. He is in the lineup batting seventh and playing in the outfield tonight. Imagine that, Danny. You have waited as a 23-year-old.
Yep.
For 5 years as a minor leaguer to get your call up to the big leagues. He was drafted as an 18-year-old high school graduate. And he's played in almost 500 games and almost 2,000 at-bats in the minors, which by today's standards for prospects, it's a ton of time.
It's a long time. He used to be very normal, by the way. He used to be the normal run of things. Like a high school kid wasn't quite ready.
Yeah.
Right? Needed some seasoning and some experience. It's now common. It's unusual. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the first full year, you would probably be in single A. The next year in double A. The year after, maybe start a double A and go to triple A. And by the end of the next season, you'd be an everyday player in the big leagues. 4 or 5 years, 22, 23 years old. Now, especially in this organization, with their really high-end prospects, Soto, Harper, those guys fly through the minor leagues. James Wood, same thing. And he's not on that level by any means. But still, at 23, having waited for almost 500 minor league games, you finally get called up, you're in the big leagues, and then there's rain in the forecast last night.
Yeah.
And you got to wait one more sleep.
Just killing you. I mean, it's fitting, though, right? I mean, those sorts of things. Eventually, you know, you settle in and you're a major leaguer one day, and that's just what you do. You get out of bed and you go to the ballpark because you're in the bigs. But that sort of thing is just killer, right? Where it's like, I've waited all this time, and I got rained out.
I do wonder, and I haven't had a chance to chat with him, wasn't over there for pregame or anything today. I'll bet you more of his family and friends got to make it because of the travel.
Oh, good thought. I didn't think of that. You're probably right.
Which is a blessing in disguise, because I'm sure he just wanted to play baseball. But with the rain out yesterday, he found out he was being promoted the previous night. Dylan Cruz got hurt, pulled an oblique, swinging. He had been promoted basically by 10 minutes after the game. He was coming up to the big leagues because of the injuries to Cruz and to Jacob Young. So you figure that was around 9:30 or so, going back to Tuesday night. So if family was traveling in Wednesday, or even maybe Wednesday night, thinking they could catch the games Thursday and Friday, Now you might get to see his
debut.
They
got a chance, yeah.
So there's something to that, possibly. I guess a silver lining. All right, let's pick one here. And I want to open up the phones on this. This could be our poll of the day as well on Grant and Danny. You can go vote 106.7 The Fan's Twitter account. Our daily poll brought to you by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, or commercial. 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. Neither of these two changes went through in the NFL. But if only one would have, what would you have chosen? Which would you have rather seen amended? The tush push being banned or seeding in the playoffs being shifted? We talked about both of these things this week quite a bit. Obviously, you get rid of the tush push. You go back to the traditional quarterback sneak. You don't have to deal with that with the Philadelphia Eagles, the Buffalo Bills, any other teams that do it. The seeding, for those of you that don't remember or know what we're talking about, 7 teams currently make the playoffs. They still would. But instead of the division champions all being the first 4 seeds in the order of record and tiebreakers, and then the 3 wild cards being guaranteed 5 through 7 and having to go on the road, we would seed the postseason just based on record and tiebreaker. So based on not winning the division, but where you rank in the NFC overall, you would be slotted in 1 through 7 to make the postseason, and you'd never have a situation, Danny, where a 10-win team is traveling to play a 7-win division champion again, because winning your division doesn't guarantee you a home game anymore. You get one of those two changes. Which would you prefer?
It would have been the assistant runner thing.
And really?
Yeah. The seeding for the postseason, I don't like it, but it's not one of those things that I think is now breaking the game to a degree. I think it's unjust. I think it's wrong. I think it's an easily fixable thing. But this is not just about the stupid brotherly shove or the play the Eagles do better than everyone else. Mostly because of the debate surrounding it, I find unbelievably irritating. But also beyond that, it is there's sort of this refusal to acknowledge that football went so great when you couldn't assist runners. It's going great now, I guess, in the big picture, but like that is not what football was, right? It's just not that thing. Like every great run in history is not lineman comes running along and pushes him forward for a handful of yards. Like it's not what it's supposed to be. The runner it's blocked and then it's up to him. It's not anymore though. It's like the runner gets a snap and well, he gets a push from Dallas Goedert. That's not what it's supposed to be. Like, I don't have another way to say it than that. This is a fundamental, we're going to let this go. All right. Well, you could have fixed it. You could have changed it. You could have gotten the right thing that we all grew up with, knowing how good it is. So to me, that's the more fundamental part of this. One, again, the debate surrounding it, how irritating I find it. The stupid folks from Philly and otherwise calling it, yelling at everybody, calling them soft, and the name surrounding it and the dishonest debate, I think, that comes from it. But that's 1A. But two, just in terms of the rule that should be changed, like it's a fundamental part of football to me that the guy with the ball can't get an aid, can't get a boost, can't like run on somebody's back and get thrown. Yeah, now they can. That's fine now.
And they have been able to for a long time.
Right, and this is an exploit for that. And it should be fixed, and they're not doing it. I find it outrageous.
I mean, there's so many rules over that same time that have changed, and we don't still view it as this is not how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like this one, obviously. Right. I don't mean you as much as... You know, I think a lot of people don't like this one. And so they're going, the other way is how it should be. And I get the anguish. I guess this isn't surprising that we'll be on different sides because you were way more bothered by the tush push not being banned. One of my buddies texted me yesterday who I work with at MLB Radio at Sirius XM. And he said he's like, I listened to you guys for a few minutes. You were such whiny babies. Now he's an Eagles fan.
Right. Of course, that's what it is. And this is the dialogue.
And I was like, well, I don't know about that. He's like, oh, you guys think it's the biggest deal in the world. I'm like, well, number one, there's two of us. Danny thinks it's a huge deal. I think it's a lot less of a deal. Number two, I'm probably more on Danny's side than your side because it's a stupid loser play. But we part company a little bit on how big of a deal it was that it wasn't banned. The tush push affects me way less, bothers me way less than I think what is a really, really flawed postseason bracket right now. So if I could change one of these, I would use my sweeping change on the NFL to get the seeding altered. I think a single time moving forward where a 7-10 division champion is hosting probably like an 11-win wildcard team is absolutely unacceptable. One of those to me is a bigger deal than the dozens and dozens of tush pushes over the course of the year. And I'd like to have seen both altered, but to me it's the seeding. And we've seen it go both ways for Washington. 2020, they benefited from the bad rule. This past year, they were on the wrong end of the bad rule. Where were they better record than Tampa? They had to travel to Raymond James to play an inferior team in terms of record because the Bucs had won a really, really bad NFC South. But I just think it's a... It feels amateur to me in the National Football League that you would risk having, and I know it's very unlikely, but like a 6-win team could host a 12-win team.
That because they win a tiebreaker, right?
You know, it eventually could very well happen. That should never, can we all agree that that should never happen? And if that should never happen, then you're telling me this rule shouldn't be in place as it is. It's not that different than an 11-win team traveling to a 7-win team, which we've seen. And will happen again, by the way. I hate it. I just think it's unserious.
Yeah, I don't like it either. And the biggest thing that I don't like about it is the reason that it doesn't pass is the potential for a team that's not that good to get one more home game, to get a playoff gate revenue and concessions and whatever else. And that's the argument for it. I'm aware that it's a business, and it's a very good one. They do very well for themselves, talking about the NFL. Whenever I can keep the illusion that there's some integrity with the games, and it's about the games and the sport and the excellence of these athletes who do things that no human being ever could up until this point, and you know these coaches carrying around like nuclear briefcases of secrecy and plays and designs and all sorts of stuff, whatever, it's the game. Whatever, it's like, nah, man, we want one more gate revenue. It's a little bit about money this time. It just takes the illusion away. It kind of dims the star a little bit for me, where I'm reminded, oh yeah, that's right. These, you know, it's a greedy businessman at the end of it. That's a bummer.
I'm surprised the tush push wasn't banned just because of the reporting, but I never thought it was going to be banned until all that reporting told me it was going to this week. The reseeding to me, I don't really know how we're still here, but teams love the romanticism of the division championship home game. And I think it's going to be harder for them to relinquish that than anything else. The tush push will be banned faster and sooner for sure. Phones are open for you guys at 800-636-1067. Neither ended up happening, but if you could have changed one, what would you have chosen? 800-636-1067. I also wonder, how are the Eagles fans, Danny, going to continue to make this their identity more and more and more? So they immediately put out the 26-minute video yesterday as a team, that YouTube clip.
Yep.
Of 26 minutes of successful tush pushes. I don't think they did the one from the 1-yard line where the Commanders forced a fumble and got a takeaway. I think it was Deron Payne punched the ball out from Jalen Hurts in Northwest Stadium. I don't think that made the 26-minute video. But I do think that they're going to find a way to like make this more and more a rallying cry for that organization at Lincoln Financial Field. Oh, I think you're going to see
this is their badge of honor.
A certain sound they play, or every time they do the tush push, they flash a picture of like the Matt LaFleur or I don't know. Yeah, what
they'll play Frankie Louvu's clip going, hey, it's a cheapo play. And then like the t-shirts and signs will be cheapo play. I mean, this is the biggest part of my annoyance about it, because you already said you're and this is Danny speaking, your idiot Philly friend who's like, you're so whiny, you're so soft. That's the only discussion. That's not like a articulated football merits discussion. It's a softness. You don't like it, stop it. That's not how adults talk to each other. But it doesn't matter for them. And this is their badge of honor now, and they're so proud of it. That's my biggest annoyance.
You get to veto the league's decision, line item style. And you get to shove one through. The tush push is banned, or the reseeding of the playoffs. What do you choose? And that's the question. 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I was just thinking about this, Danny. We've spent way more hours talking about the rules that don't get pushed through over the years than the rules that do, which is not our fault. I mean, that's the game.
Yeah, it's what's on the table in the offseason, yeah.
But it is just amazing how oftentimes we think things are trending in one way and then the owners get together and it doesn't happen. That was certainly the case for the tush push. We'll talk to Mike Florio coming up in 15 minutes about all the doings in the NFL, all the news the last couple of days. But the question for you guys, two of the major items on the table end up not coming to fruition. The banning of the tush push, the reseeding of the playoffs. Danny and I are on different sides of this. If one of them could have happened, which would you have chosen? I would have much preferred to just go 1-7 by way of record and not have division champions host playoff games. Danny really, really wanted the tush push ban, and that would have been his priority. Let's go to Dave in Bethesda on G&D. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Dave?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, a long time. Absolutely, this is no question should be banning the tush push. And I'm not just saying this is a Washington fan. I deal with this crap multiple times a year. You know, the point was made, I think, earlier, maybe on your show, but there's a relation between schedules and divisions now these days.
Your phone's killing me. Sorry, buddy. Maybe try it on a different line and see if you can get through.
Yeah, the point he was making was it's more equalized with playoff seeding than we might think. Just in a given year, you know, kind of the ups and downs, divisional schedules and the like, and you have a few random bad things that occur, which to us are kind of lines in the sand, but to the league, it's sort of like an, oh, well, bummer. There'll be a year where the NFC South is great and the NFC East stinks, which we saw a couple of seasons ago where Washington got the benefit of it. So it all equals out. I think that was just general point in between all the bips of the cell phone not working.
Yeah, there's some of that. I think that the equaling out can happen, but the worst thing that happens is when the 7-win team hosts a playoff
game. Mm-hmm.
That should not happen. If you go over 500 and you're playing a playoff team that is under 500, you should not be playing in their building. And if it's as simple as that, if we don't want to go all in and saying you're not guaranteed a playoff game as a division champion, if you don't want to completely change the literature, fine. But what I cannot have is a sub 500 team getting to host a really good team just because it won a crap division. That's all. And anything else, while it's not perfect, mm-hmm. I can agree with your terms that, well, maybe I'm 10-7 and you're 9-8 because I played a harder schedule last year, and this year I got an easy schedule, and now you had the really hard schedule. So even though you might be a better team, you played more tough teams than I did, or else you would have been a game better than me. You could convince me of all that. I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm working back from,
yep,
if you're 7-10, you can never host a playoff.
Yeah, the same way I go, you just had a tie. Nope, nope, nope. And they're like, no, well, I guess 8-9, it's
8-9, by the way.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, well, 7-10 doesn't happen that often. It happens, by the way, but fine. Let's go. What is your next point? That 8-9 might be the worst? Great. 8-9, you shouldn't host a playoff game. It just feels amateur.
It feels wrong, yeah.
It's like hanging a banner for a champion in a 6-team league that struggled or whatever. Let's go to Dave in Woodbridge. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. As much as I can't stand the tush push, I'm totally on board with you all. I think if you have a losing record, you definitely should not host a play. It would only...
What's up with the phones?
What is going on?
These people lately.
You there? But, yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. A division not necessarily has, if they're a team with a 9-8 or 8-9 record to win the division could be beating up each other, and they're all around 500. They're not necessarily all winning 2 or 3 games, and the other team wins by default. So I'd still want the team with, 9 wins to get their playoff game at that point. So
I'm missing the point. So you would rather change the seeding, or you would rather change the tush push?
No, I would rather change the seeding, but it only jumps in if a team has a losing record.
Okay,
so that's kind of the compromise a lot of people talked about. Yeah,
the last idea is basically 9-8, you're okay. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, because 9-8 and 10-7 is close enough. You're talking about a missed field goal or a blown call somewhere. That's fine. My issue, so if you just want to cut right to the core of it, sub 500, you don't get to host a playoff game.
Yep.
Period. Unless you're playing another sub 500. I guess that would never happen because a wild card team couldn't be sub 500. There'd never be an 8-9 wild card team. So yeah, good. Sign me up. We just compromised. We don't have to change it completely.
Mm-hmm.
You're a round one host as a division champion unless you don't go 500. Well, change that. Put that in the rules right here, right now. Adam is in Walkersville. Where is that?
I'm in Rutgersville. It's right outside Charlottesville.
Rutgersville, okay.
Right on. Darius Rutgersville.
Yeah. That's right, Darius Rutgersville.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael I'm with Danny Rucker. On this one.
Do you guys remember Michael Rucker?
Michael Rucker. Is the actor?
He was a pitcher for the Chicago Cubs. Nothing?
No.
All right.
Brent anyway. Rooker, which is different than what you're talking about.
Any hoodles.
Sorry, buddy.
No, I'm with Danny on this one. I would have gotten rid of the tush push, and all the news leading up until yesterday, I was kind of, getting excited here. Mm-hmm. And okay, they're going into this privileged session here. It's going to get voted down. This is great. But I just feel like it's such a gimmick play. I always thought you couldn't do this anyway, assisting the runner. So the fact that they're going to allow it and they've gone through and had the conversations about it, I'm hoping and maybe even expecting teams to sort of take advantage of this rule. I think Danny made this point the other day. I want to see Cliff Kingsbury, work up something in there where we have, John Bates or somebody else.
That was what I was saying. Really take advantage. Like what I want to see is, okay, cool. You're allowing this. So my point is Johnny Newton at fullback and let's put, doesn't really matter, but the biggest guy you can find behind him and a little power eye, hand the ball to Johnny Newton, let him fall forward and And let's bring Potros Knighton back to shove him forward when you need a foot. Let's take real advantage of this thing.
Yeah, let's have all the gimmicks in the world. You know, like, that's what I want. I want a black eye on the league for this. I want embarrassment. I want, like, to me, what should have happened is that NFC title game, the Eagles are winning, they're dominating, it's a blowout. They're kicking Washington's butt. We all saw it. That bizarre run of sequence where they jumped off sides a million times and they're trying to stop it, because that's what defenses try to do. Spoiler alert, they're going to try to stop the play. And they're like, if they're not nicer, we'll give them a touchdown. That should have been a, like, cringe and a chill down the spine of every NFL executive to go, oh my God, this isn't getting better from here. It's going to get worse. Teams are going to try to stop this. They're going to try to do whatever they possibly can. It's going to be embarrassing. They should have been embarrassed enough to change it, and they fell short.
I got another one for you. Frosty Rucker.
Frosty Rucker.
You don't remember Frosty Rucker?
Defensive tackle?
You sleep a little bit. Pick a team. You got this.
Frosty Rucker played for Baltimore.
No, he did not.
Frosty Rucker played for Cincinnati.
Hell yeah.
It's like AFC North. I had it in there.
Bengals, Browns.
Browns.
Cardinals, Raiders.
So who's Michael Rucker that you referenced?
The pitcher for the Cubs.
Okay.
Let's go to Bernie in Potomac Falls. What's up?
Hey, thanks, gentlemen. I think I'm like a lot of other people. You got to ban the tush push. It's not in the spirit of the game. There's no history to it. A couple of things have happened. One, you've got a team now, and the league as a whole, that's going for it a lot more on fourth down. They're going for it on their side of the field, right? So, Grant, I get your point. But I don't want to say you're a straw man, but you're citing one thing that, or two things that really upset you. But there's no need that scenario is going to happen every year or every other year.
But it doesn't happen every year.
But what is going to happen is the Eagles are going to run that play four times a game.
Totally. But I think, I guess my response would be the Eagles running that play is like a speeding ticket to me when people speed every time they go anywhere. And my thing's an armed robbery. Like, yeah, you're right.
But if you're
not going to get held up at gunpoint once a night.
Sure.
But when you get held up once at gunpoint, hold on a second. I'll let you finish.
Oh, sure.
Every 3 years, then, you know, that is not that fun. So anyways, go ahead.
Well, no, and I look, of course, there's different opinions. That's why you have a show, and I appreciate the calls. But I think that you are not fundamentally affecting the game with that the way you are every time a team lines up to do that play. You are waiting till the end of the season. I was going to have the same thing. You've got to be over 500 to host a home playoff game, one that incentivizes the team to keep. They know they've locked it up, right? They know they have to keep winning. But you're talking about something with the tush push that affects every game the Eagles play in multiple of times. And it's going to become, the league's going to copycat it. Now you're going to have tush pushes everywhere. And I think the league's going to say, well, no, the Eagles were doing it, but now we've got to ban it because this isn't what football, we were a passing league. Now we're third and four, back-to-back tush pushes from our own 30. We don't need a punter.
It's a good phone call, buddy. Thank you. I mean, that's what happened last year. The other teams started doing it. I guess more teams could. It's not like no one knows about it. They've been doing it for 3 years. Mm-hmm. So the last 2 years are what you're talking about. Everyone's going to start doing it. Well, we've seen that. The Bills do it a lot. They want it done away with, even though they do it. No one's as good as the Eagles at it. Right. Minor detail. The Bills ran it twice against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game and got stopped. Couldn't convert on it. But I agree with every word of the call. Like, yes, I do want to get rid of the tush push for the reasons that you're suggesting. To me, it's just, when you say everyone will be doing it, that's not that big of a deal. It's something I'd prefer everybody wasn't doing. I think they should just go back to the old rules where you can't push a ball carrier forward. But the bigger deal is the one time, 3 years from now, when the 7-10 team hosts the 11-6 team. That's a bigger deal than the 800 tush pushes that'll happen between now and then, for me, in my opinion. But I would change the tush push, to be clear. And it sounds like we were in agreement because he said, if they're sub 500, they don't need a home game. So, yeah.
I think a lot of us would change both of those things, but it's all about what you prioritize. Real quick, by the way, before we go to break, will you read the text I just sent you? Do you have it handy?
The text that you
I sent you a text.
New billboard up after tush push survives NFL owners vote. You tried. We tush pushed back. Go Birds. Yeah, I mean, that's tough.
Yep.
That's bad.
So
nobody wants that.
That's what we're doing.
Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, next on Grant and Danny.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.